back to the old school. Back to the old school. Back to the old school. Back to the old school.
Let the music rule me. The call and the submarine, run the world with vuile hoerenloper.
After the concert, I chatted to Ralph Hutter, part of the band. But before that, let's play something that that really put them into the limelight years and years ago. This, of course, is the track called Autobahn. Of all the bands that are currently riding on the crest of an electronic wave, which do you think took most from what you were doing years and years ago?
That's difficult to answer because we feel more like electronics are everywhere. We basically record what's around us, trains, cars and airwaves and everything, and we don't think these sounds belong to us or anybody can take it away from us or take advantage of this, because we feel it's really belonging everywhere and bringing people together. And at the moment we feel very much encouraged to hear that there's a lot of energy in electronic music in England happening, because when we went here the last time 6 years ago we were a little attacked for what we were doing at that time, and I think now there's so much energy coming back to us from all the people and young industrial bands everywhere. I think we feel very much encouraged by this whole movement. It's our life to communicate and to record and to make these things happen, and therefore we don't feel ripped off that way.
What would interest me is to discover what actually influenced you before you formed Kraftwerk.
We live in Düsseldorf, which is right next to Cologne. And there's this electronic radio studio, and they were putting out all those strange electronic sounds during the night. And fairly at a young age, we saw a couple of electronic performances by composers of that school. So to us it was the next step to do after classically working piano or flute or anything in those instruments, then immediately going electronic. It wasn't such a big step for us as it might seem in other countries where there's not so much of an electronic scene happening. So we are like a maybe second generation of electronic people, because the older guys like Stockhausen's or other guys, Pierre Schaeffer or so. And we had seen in the Düsseldorf Art Center a couple of these performances from Fluxus, this is right, Fluxus happenings, and I think that gave us the idea of going electronic. I always like to work sounds and experiment.
And I guess this would hold constant for the other three members of the band as well. And looking from the auditorium point of view, you're all very much of a muchness. You're all very similar people.
Yes, we all have the same size with our clothes. We can exchange clothes very well, only I think Carl has bigger shoes.
To a very great degree, the only differential that exists between any members of the band when you watch is the fact that the two people who concentrate on the percussion, which of course is electronic, actually move their legs.
Yes, in order to stay in time and the rhythm. And sometimes they operate pedals, because the loudness is done with foot pedals, so they move their feet quite a lot. I play different keyboards. I have four pedals, so I might get a transplant and have another 2 feet extra.
Some people might suggest that the way that you present your music is quite sterile.
Yes, there's certainly this quality about our music, because basically we are very shy, and also I think the electronic medium made us make a different style of performance. It's more mental than physical. Music's like walking a tightrope, yes, and if I switch too much with those knobs and all those things, then immediately the whole balance of the whole group is just changing. And these electronic instruments are super sensitive. I think they are psychologically very, very sensitive to any vibration that comes from the person operating them. In fact, they are used in psychotherapy and all those kinds of things. And therefore, we try to play them in a softer way. It's like a ballet type of thing, electronic ballet, where we move the fingers on the keyboards, on the knobs, and the whole movement is not so big.
You seem to portray with your music a lot more depth than might actually appear from what one hears when one sits in the audience.
Yes, our music is more minimalistic. We try to do the most basic sounds possible to transport certain ideas. In Germany it's called geradeaus. That's straight ahead, yes.
You really more, I think, want to inspire people to create their own imagery.
Create their own music. That's also what we try to do, because in Germany the electronics is also some kind of now picked up or over the past years by some very young people everywhere, and everybody can start with their small synthesizers. It's not expensive, and some headphones you can play in your apartment. You can make cassettes and send them to your friends, and that's a lot happening in Germany and in England now, of course. And also that's part of the ideas that we try to do, because we started from zero. We didn't learn electronics in some school.
How much of what is actually being seen on this tour is your studio?
It's our whole studio in transport cases. That's why we've taken 3 years to make this all transportable. You know, it's all interconnected with cables, and so we actually play studio. We don't play music, but we play studio. That's what we call it.
Thank you. Space Connection, TEE. Trans Europe Express. Trans Europe Express. Trans Europe Express. Trans Europe Express.
You very much use the voice as an instrument to sort of lull people into a mood, I think.
Yes, we use because we're not good at singing, so we try to use our voices as they were in their quality. In Germany it's called Sprechgesang, so it's a mixture between talking and singing. It's like sing-talking or talk-singing or whatever.
You utilize umpteen languages. I heard you tonight speaking in Russian, and in German, and in English, and also in Spanish, but in short bursts of all those languages.
The Western world is dominated by Anglo-American speech, and us being German, so we had to learn other languages, and then we discovered the special psychological context in different languages, because we sometimes record our songs in different languages, French, and now in the last album we did for the first time Japanese. We feel that changes our music completely, so we have different variations of our music, and some of the languages go even better sometimes with our music than others.
How far removed are you from conventional instrumentation?
We have, I think, found, or we've been working on finding the right medium for us to really put our ideas across, and I can say now that with the latest step in computers, now we can play anything, you know. The only limitations that we have is really in our own mind or imagination. If we have no ideas, then we don't know what to play. And sometimes we just try to play in that mood also. Then the machines play themselves and we listen to what they have to say. And sometimes they play very nice segments and we leave them playing and even leave the studio sometimes and go to the cinema, and then we come back and it's still playing. We have changed in the meantime because we have done something else. We have seen a film or something and we come back and we sometimes discover certain things that way, really. That's sometimes we work that way, by just not knowing what we play and just listening. We have been working the last 3 years on this computer music, the ideas of computer music, computer world. And then last Christmas by chance, we went through the department stores in Düsseldorf and we've seen those little calculators doing peep, peep, and peep, plop, and we bought some of those and plugged them into our studio, and then we had been working more into this complex computer music, and suddenly we were standing there with those little beep, bleep, bleep pocket calculators, and we immediately wrote the song, I do this and that and that, and pressing special key plays a little melody, and we wrote the song and immediately recorded it.
Who do you listen to who makes conventional music?
Well, we listen to very few music. We mostly listen to ethnical music, like in maybe Turkey, who live in Germany. Sometimes you find cassettes in those places where only Turkish people go, or Arabian type of things, some African. We sometimes go to discotheques because we like to dance, to do mechanical dances and this type of rhythmic stuff. So we listen sometimes to also black music. But nothing special in particular, but because we consider ourselves musical workers. So we work every day from 5 until 1, 2 in the morning in the studio. And then when we get out of there, I think we listen a lot to silence.
I'm the operator with my pocket calculator. I am happy.
special key and plays a little melody. By pressing down a special key and plays a little melody.
Kraftwerk, who are currently on tour in the United Kingdom. I went to see them, as I said, last Monday night in Manchester. It was their opening night over here in the UK. I was most impressed with their stage show. They use quite a lot of videos that they've actually put together themselves to illustrate the pieces of music that they're creating with all this electronic wizardry. And they have on stage four large, you know, those large projection TVs, which run in sync with the music that they're creating live. And they're really interesting. It's also, I think, interesting to remember that they've been together since way back in 1968. They really are masters of the art of making it electronically. Pocket Calculator is their single. It's out at the moment. It's also on their album called Computer World.
Taking this too far. CC. What? Ma plume parle, si tu ignores ça. Ma plume pâle, des 16 hommes au col blanc qui nous pourrissent la république d'un style grave. De la vie du ghetto et ses malheurs, tous ces massacres et combats pour la paix du cœur. Ma plume pâle de ces membres de rue de pays qui finissent toute leur journée sans un verre de thé. De ces jeunes enfants qui trouvent leur compte à foutre le cul en l'air, frère, je t'en rends compte. Ma plume pâle de ces pères irresponsables, champions en baisse sans assumer les conséquences. La plupart s'en foutent, qui sont des bâtards qui finissent par assombrir leur corps au trottoir. Ma plume pâle de mon terre-terre, trop d'attaques directes d'un stage, j'ai niqué ta mère en apaisé en life. Ma plume pâle de moi, de ma vie, un grand parti, ce qui me rend caïre de nature.
Coup d'éclat, tu t'es balancé, ma mission nous écarte, j'ai renoncé à faire partie de vos cartes, manipuler mon mind, je la joue garde sur table, je suis pas dans ça. Hey, coup d'éclat, tu t'es balancé, ma mission nous écarte, j'ai renoncé à faire partie de vos cartes, manipuler mon mind, je la joue garde sur table, je suis pas dans ça. Donc, j'ai pris ma route, j'ai pris mon sentier, j'avance, c'est clair, je suis tenté. Dans ma tête, tout est en ruine, moi je suis en chantier. Succès, succès, dis-moi où es-tu caché. Succès, succès, dis-moi où es-tu caché. Il m'a dit, je suis dans le travail, donc continue à bosser. Ouais, je cavale, j'ai du bitume à brosser. Je veux faire de la maille avant de pouvoir m'adosser. Yeah, tu veux du flow, t'as qu'à rapper. Tu veux plus de dos, bah t'as qu'à taffer. Quand je prends le micro et c'est pour cracher, je m'en fous de ceux qui me tournent le dos, je suis déjà détaché. Yeah, je m'en fous de ceux qui me tournent le dos, je suis déjà détaché.
Je
suis déjà détaché, je suis déjà détaché, vu que j'ai plus rien à cacher. Yeah, je veux m'envoler où sont mes ailes. Ils m'ont coupé les ailes, mais je n'ai gardé qu'une seule plume. Airplane mode dans ma tête du kérosène. Ma plume va vers le ciel, ouais, je n'ai gardé qu'une seule plume. Ma plume pour l'écriture. Boum, Ali Bomaye, la force de fer qui tue. Ma plume prédit le futur. Je la garde en dessous de l'oreiller pour marquer les coups durs. Ancien guerrier se repose sur ses lauriers coups durs. Yeah, après la pluie vient le beau temps. Je marche dans la brume, je fais confiance car ma plume. Yeah, après la pluie vient le beau temps. Je marche dans la brume, je suis guidé par ma plume. Yeah,
après la pluie vient le beau temps.
Ouais, je suis guidé par ma plume. Je suis guidé par ma plume. Je fais confiance qu'à ma plume. Je fais confiance qu'à ma plume. Yeah, coup d'éclat, tu t'es balancé. Ma mission nous écarte, j'ai renoncé à faire partie de vos cartes. Manipuler mon mind, je la joue garde sur table, je suis pas dans ça. Yeah, coup d'éclat, tout est balancé. Ma mission nous écarte, j'ai renoncé à faire partie de vos cartes. Manipuler mon mind, je la joue garde sur table, je suis pas dans ça.
La nicotine s'empare des victimes jeunes. Ma plume pâle de ma colère qui nourrit ma vengeance. Je blé qui crève des talons, faire des souffrances. Ma plume pâle de colis et médine partie jeune.